took you long enough to answer. You know, I've been trying to call you for 5 minutes now. Don't lie to me. I know exactly when your breaks and work times are. I don't appreciate being lied to. Next time I catch you lying to me, well, you know what will happen. It's almost as if you don't want me to pick up. You aren't avoiding me, right? You better not be. Yeah, I'm just calling you from my work office phone. Why? Hold on a second. Okay, sorry about that. Even though I'm also on my break right now, I still have to make sure I direct the consumers to another phone line. Jeez, I wish they would be quiet while I spoke to you. I swear, the next time I hear someone trying, I will shove this phone up there. Yes, I do remember about my anger management classes. Why? Well, I would hardly say I'm angry. I'm just annoyed, I promise. There's a little difference. I really don't think it's necessary to go to those classes anymore, really. I don't know why you insist. Fine. Whatever makes you happiest. So, are you doing alright? It's fine? You always give me that answer. You know, I really am curious. So, let me try asking you again. How's your work going? I see. You are still having some troubles with the customer from last time. What would I do? Well, if I was in your shoes, I think I would probably pull them into a back alley and chop their fingers off until they apologize. If you want, I can sort them out for you. You're also on your work phone right now. Well, don't scare me like that. I'm sure your company doesn't record your phone conversations. Don't be silly. Anything else interesting happened? What the heck? How did a dog end up in your office? Oh, he must have been sniffing your bag because of the lunch I packed you today. I made sure to add lots of delicious things. How were the cute teddy bear sandwiches made for you? You haven't eaten them yet. Isn't it your break time? Don't tell me you've been eating another woman's lunch. I remember Alice. You know, the one from your workplace. Sometimes you would look at her. If she makes one more move on you, next time, it will be more than scratching her car with my keys. You know what I'm capable of. So you better eat up. I'll make sure to observe the lunchbox when you come home. And if there is even one crumb left in the box, I will make you regret giving it to me. Honestly, it takes me a while for me to organize your lunch, to make it look presentable, and then you don't even eat it on your break times. Do you even have any idea how long it took me to learn how to make bear-shaped sandwiches? You're going to eat it now? Ooh, okay. Oh, how delightful. Does it taste okay? It took me so long to make sure it suits your taste to a T. I'm so happy you think so. I'll make more in the future for you. I can't let you go hungry in there. Yes, I know you can bring money and buy lunch there, but I think it's much better when you eat the snackies your loving girlfriend gives to you, don't you? Oh, how's my day? Thanks for asking, it's fine. I just have to make sure to restock the shelves of the shop before I leave, you know. Some new products are coming in tomorrow, so I also have to make sure I finish all of the labels and prices, yada yada. I hate going to work because then I don't get to see you. I just want to be in your arms and give you lots and lots of kisses. Why don't you just quit your job already? And I can work from home. Then you can be my house husband and I get to see you 24/7. That'd be great. I'm insulted you think of me that way. I would never abuse you financially. To have control over you? Not my style, I swear. What do you mean? I don't get how that would be suffocating. Are you saying it would be suffocating to be around me 24/7? That must have been a slip of the tongue, right? Yes, of course. Speaking of, where were you last night? You were 20 minutes late, that's what I mean. Oh? The bus was late. Well, I guess that's okay then. But you better not do it again. Yeah, I know you can't help when the bus is late, but You know, you can just ring me and I can give you a lift. It's no trouble. I swear, you need to buy a new car soon. I've been noticing you have been looking a little stressed recently, actually. Want me to give you a massage after work? Yeah, I know how much you like it when I give you personal attention. Yeah? I've got some new oils I could try out on you. I think you will like them very much. And then afterwards, we can cuddle in the lounge and watch that series you were showing me the other day. Yeah, the one on Netflix. Remember? Yeah, that's the one. It ended on a plot twist, and we still have 2 episodes left. I do really want to know what happens next. It's enticing me too much. The side character reminds me of you a little, you know. Why? Well, maybe it's because you two are both small and cute. Aw, don't be mad. I meant your personality is small and cute. You know, your personality is one of the many things I love about you. Well, do you have anything planned on the weekend? There's a new restaurant that just opened up in the city center, and I've been wanting to try it out for a while now. Can you come with me? Oh, my friend. Well, she's busy this weekend. She's buying a new dog. No, her dog disappearing had nothing to do with me. I don't know what you're talking about. But to be truthfully honest, it's quite a good riddance that dog is gone. All that mutt would do is yap. It goes on, and it would just never shut up. To be quite honest, if that dog didn't go missing, I would have probably killed it by now. Don't take what I say so seriously. I'm just kidding. Don't joke like that. I can joke however I want. Don't be such a downer. Oh. I almost forgot. I am going to stop after work at the grocery shop. Would you like anything for dinner? Although, if I didn't remember to ask you on this call, I would have called you when I was at the shop. Yes, I'll seriously cook anything for you. It's a Monday, and that means we have a long week ahead. So, I might as well pamper you today. If you were always with me at home, I would pamper you all the time. You want to help out in the kitchen? Sweetie, I'm not trying to be rude, but remember the last time you tried to help out? Yeah. Fine. Since you are being so insistent, I'll allow you to step inside the kitchen. It would be more fun that way anyway. Oh, is that time already? Oops, you and that teasing voice of yours has been distracting me too much. We should, really wrap this conversation up. I can't allow myself to get fired at this job. Seriously. I will have to talk to you more about dinner later then. Only 4 more hours till I get to see you again. Look forward to it. I can't wait to see you after work with your work attire. Just saying, it looks very sexy on you. Ugh, it's too long, seriously. But don't miss me too much, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I still have some customers to attend to now. So, I guess this is bye. I really don't want to put down the phone. Okay. Okay. I love you, okay? Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.